This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor Adams says, come on with it. He didn't make it to the Democratic mayoral forum last night, which is a big deal for persons running for mayor, put on by the biggest union in town. But to questions about others who are jumping in the race to oust him, Adams says, he doesn't care. Let's go.
With City Council Speaker Adrian Adams considering a mayoral run and former Governor Andrew Cuomo making moves.
I don't care about all these people who are in the race.
Mayor Adams getting applause from students here at the Chelsea Career and Technical School, talking about working through challenges.
Competition is part of it. There were so many haters. But as I look over my life, my haters are now my waiters.
Those challenges for the mayor, a criminal indictment and calls for his resignation. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, Adams telling reporters, I've got the crown. They're trying to get the crown that I have. Meantime, people are wondering, is this guy going to run for mayor or not? Andrew Cuomo. He's been endorsed. Members of the Democratic Party says he's their guy, but Cuomo hadn't said yay or nay if he'll put on his sneaks and run for it. Though, as you've heard, they're saying he might make an announcement sometime this weekend. Meantime, Governor Hochul was on Morning Joe and got hit with the question, would Cuomo make a good mayor for the city of New York? And in true diplomatic fashion, she says,
my job as the governor of the state is to work with whomever the voters select as their candidate, their nominee for mayor. I've worked with Bill de Blasio. I've worked with Mayor Adams.
He says, quote, God only knows if Cuomo would make a good mayor or not if he runs. You recall Cuomo was Hochul's former boss before he resigned in 2021 under fire for those sexual abuse allegations which surfaced against him. He has denied all wrongdoing. Another day and the announcement of another school closing now. This one, of course, up in the Bronx. It's an all-girls Catholic school fighting to keep the doors from permanently closing at the end of the year.
Preston High School principal Jennifer Connolly said she was stunned by Tuesday's announcement from the Board of Trustees.
We were looking to become independent and to purchase the property.
Waterfront property reportedly worth as much as $15 million. Karina White is a senior.
This is a situation that's happening to a lot of Catholic schools. It's not just us.
White was forced to transfer last year when St. Barnabas in the Bronx closed.
We refuse to make it happen again. The fight that we have here, the community that we have here, should not be lost.
The trustees at the Sisters of the Divine Compassion said declining enrollment, financial limitations, and aging infrastructure led to their decision. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Also, we did that story earlier this week where the Transit Workers Union was calling on lawmakers to install some more safeguards to protect drivers from unruly strap hangers. Well, here's their point. 36-year-old city bus driver punched in the face by a lady on the Upper West Side this morning. This happened about 2 in the morning at 107th and Broadway. Police report says the woman and the driver had words, and before you know it, she hauled off and smacked him in the face. He was taken to St. Luke's for minor injuries, stable condition. They haven't seen Miss Congeniality, though. She took off. No word on what they were arguing about. The TWU wants more safety measures installed, including a bulletproof separator between the driver and the customers on city buses. And a day after actress Michelle Trachtenberg was found dead in her Manhattan apartment, the city ME says the cause and manner of her death are undetermined, reportedly after her family objected to an autopsy on religious grounds. ABC reporting, since her death isn't considered suspicious, there was no reason for the ME to overrule the family's objection, so they limited the investigation to an external exam. ABC News reporting that the Gossip Girl star had recently undergone a liver transplant and may have suffered complications. On the Upper West, police are looking for the guy who allegedly grabbed an envelope full of cash accidentally dropped by a bank customer. 52-year-old woman had just withdrawn about $10,000 from a bank account at Citibank on the 2300 block of Broadway. The money was put in an envelope, but a witness told police the woman went to stuff the envelope in her pocket and missed, and it fell on the floor. Well, here comes Mr. Opportunist, who allegedly grabbed it and took off before the woman could figure out what was going on and that she had misplaced her money. No injuries, but they're trying to find Mr. Finders Keepers here. Mayor Adams just announced an ambitious project to make historical records of enslaved people more accessible. The Department of Records will soon start transcribing recordings going all the way back to 1660. Records and Info Commissioner Pauline Toole says it will help historians and everyday Joes and Joannes locate any information they want about enslaved New Yorkers.
People think of slavery as something that was in the South.
Yeah.
But enslaved people built the city. They created the economy here. And our records of government action document some of those lives.
The Adams administration commemorating the 400th anniversary of New York City and Black History Month. They're calling on volunteers to transcribe the digital records and help create searchable data. You can contact the Department of Records to find out how you can help. The overall goal is to provide a fuller and more honest representation of our shared history.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.